Good day, and welcome to the Intel conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to your host, Mr. Chuck Molloy. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Mike. Welcome to Intel's conference call related to the Federal Trade Commission suit, which was announced earlier today. With me on the call today is Intel's Senior Vice President and General Counsel, Doug Melman. In a moment, I will turn the call over to Doug for some short remarks, and then we'll take your questions. As you know, we issued a press release earlier this morning related to this matter. Before I turn it over to Doug, I want to remind you that this call is related to antitrust matters only. We are currently in the quiet period at the end of our fourth quarter, and we will not talk about business conditions or any other matters. With that, let me turn it over to Doug. Doug?
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you all for joining us today. The lawsuit filed by the FTC this morning is misguided and unwarranted. Put simply, Intel has not violated the law. Litigation was not our choice, but now that we have been sued, we will aggressively defend ourselves, and we look forward to a successful resolution of the FTC's claims. The Commission is quite explicit that this lawsuit is not based on claims that Intel violated the existing antitrust laws. The Commission is, in effect, disregarding decades of guidance from the Supreme Court and the lower courts about the meaning of sound competition law. Instead, the FTC is advocating new rules for regulating and micromanaging business conduct. Those rules would harm, not help, competition and would reduce incentives for companies to invest in research and development and other pro-competitive activities. This lawsuit will cost taxpayers tens of millions of dollars, but it will not help American consumers. Instead of litigation, the issues could and should have been resolved by a voluntary settlement between Intel and the FTC. Over the past weeks, we have been progressing toward a settlement of all outstanding issues with the FTC. What brought us to litigation was the addition of new issues related to graphics and benchmarks, some of which were first mentioned to Intel as recently as December 8, and none of which was fully investigated by the FTC. It is obvious from the complaint that the Commission does not understand important aspects of the computer industry. In addition, the FTC asked for remedies that would have made it impossible for Intel to conduct its legitimate business. The new issues and settlement demands left Intel with no choice but to litigate. Intel respects the Federal Trade Commission and its staff who have worked on this matter, but we have been sued today because we were not willing to agree to demands that would have been bad for our company, bad for the computer industry, and bad for consumers. We expect that Intel will now have an opportunity to present all the facts and evidence that demonstrate why this lawsuit is misguided. We look forward to doing so. And with that, let me turn it back to Chuck to moderate the Q&A period.
Thank you, Doug. Mike, let's go ahead and begin the Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Once again, that is star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time if you'd like to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to assemble the queue. We'll take our first question from Don Clark. Please go ahead.
Doug, I was a little unclear as in your discussion of what stopped the settlement as to whether it was primarily the new kind of issues, like you talked about benchmarking, or was it more the rebates and price kind of actions. Which would you put the weight on, both of those or one or the other of them?
Well, I don't want to get into too many of the details of the settlement discussions. I think those things are appropriately kept confidential. But I do believe that that the addition of these new issues that had not been fully investigated, coupled with the far-reaching remedy demands, were what derailed the settlement talks. But we thought this case could and should have been settled.
Just if I can just follow up on one thing. Europe has also raised similar questions about some of your rebates and pricing-related practices, and it's unclear to me whether you actually are changing them in response to the Europe action, or as the appeal goes on, or what's the situation there?
Our conduct, we believe, fully complies with the expectations of the European Commission.
Okay.
Next question, please.
Our next question comes from Mr. Eric Hessendahl. Please go ahead.
Hi, Eric Husseldahl from Bloomberg Businessweek here. I missed part of Doug's answer on the first question, but I'm certainly curious about the nature of the remedies that the FTC had sought that were so unacceptable. Secondly, I'm also curious to know if you feel this lawsuit by a U.S. regulator might bring about a new round of antitrust scrutiny in other jurisdictions around the world.
Well, let me take those two questions in order. I don't want to, as I said, go into the details of the settlement discussions, but I think if you look at the complaint and the relief that's asked for by the Commission in the complaint, you'll see some pretty far-reaching stuff. As I read it, they're asking basically for restrictions on volume discounts, restrictions on treating big customers better than smaller customers who contribute much less to the distribution of our products, restrictions on above-cost discounts, restrictions on bundled discounts, restrictions on product innovation and improvement, restrictions on pricing designed to encourage sales in new distribution channels, compulsory licensing of intellectual property, and restrictions on enforcing intellectual property rights. So I think this is a pretty far-reaching, really an overreaching set of relief demands. Now, as to your second question, I think a lot of agencies have looked at the issues here. These are not the core issues. The ones that Europe looked at, for example, are not new issues. I don't know that the fact that the FTC has decided to bring its own lawsuit is going to encourage others to do that. I hope that other agencies will look at the theories that their explicit disavowal of Supreme Court guidance on antitrust laws and on their far-reaching remedies, and will say that this is not a proper guide for them to follow in the future.
And you say that these GPU issues are new. You say you didn't hear about them until December 8th, although I have to say that we reported as early as December 3rd that other parties, not Intel, were being asked about these in the course of the FTC investigation. So you're saying you were unaware of these concerns in their entirety until December 8th.
Well, let me be more precise about that. I think our statements were precise about this. We were told in recent weeks that there were concerns about GPUs, but the specific articulation of the issues, which is necessary in order for us to assess them, to join issue with them, and to try to educate the FTC if we think they misunderstand them, the specific articulation of some of those issues was brand new to us on December 8th.
That you also, it's my understanding that coming out of the settlement with AMD, that you had hoped to try and argue, not argue, I guess, but make the case to the FTC that they did not need to bring this complaint. Now, there were also some specific issues in that settlement where you and AMD specifically agreed to disagree and kind of tossed the questions, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, for ruling the regulators. There were some points there about pricing discounts that you say were illegal, they say were improper, and
Eric,
you agreed to disagree.
Let's move it along.
Okay.
There were those issues. We thought they would have provided a good basis for a settlement with the government, and we, as I said, we tried to settle this case and would have done so along those lines.
Thanks.
Thanks. Next question, please.
Our next question comes from Uche Orji from UBS.
Sure. Just one quick question. I mean, in terms of the way we you compare the EU case against the FTC case, apart from the issue of the graphics are there other differences? Because the way I've understood it is, in terms of the U.S. view of competition laws, most of that is aimed at protecting the consumer. So can you just draw any other differences between the EU case and the U.S. case? And just for us to, you know, try and calibrate how big an issue this could become. You know, so are there any other specific differences in terms of what this case is?
Well, there are the new issues on graphics and benchmarks in the U.S. case. And in addition, even with respect to pricing issues and the like, the U.S. complaint, as I understand it, makes allegations that the Europeans, after they investigated them, dropped. So this case, the U.S. case does appear to be broader.
Does appear to be broader. Right. And where does this stand now in terms of, say, the New York case that you have with the Attorney General of New York. Where does this stand? Are these cases going to be rolled in together, or are they going to run parallel?
No, the New York case is filed in federal court. This is an administrative proceeding that will be litigated before an administrative law judge at the Federal Trade Commission.
All right.
Thank you. Next question, please.
Our next question comes from Mr. Steve Lohr. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Sure. Doug, you mentioned this really amounts to new rules for micromanaging business conduct. Can you give us a couple of examples of the kinds of things that Intel does now that could not be done under the actions that the FTC is seeking here and their restraints?
Well, it seems to me that the FTC is seeking to restrict all sorts of pro-competitive price competition, like volume discounts and lawful bundle discounts. And it seems to me further that the FTC is seeking to restrict the ability of Intel, and implicitly, therefore, all companies, at least companies with significant size, from protecting their intellectual property rights by controlling their licensing and preventing others from taking advantage of their innovations.
And
also, by the way, I think the complaint clearly would seek relief that would interfere with product improvement and other kinds of innovations.
So is the graphics chip here the equivalent of the browser in the Microsoft case?
No, in many ways. Look, there are, it seems to me, at least three fundamental differences between this case and the Microsoft case. First, the Microsoft case is legally very conservative in terms of the legal documents. It's entirely consistent with existing antitrust law.
Where it ended up.
Well, no, that's how it was alleged. If you read the Justice Department's complaint,
yeah,
it was alleged that way. Almost everything the Justice Department alleged to be illegal was found to be illegal by all 10 judges because it was a conservative legal theory. Secondly, the conduct that was alleged to be illegal in the Microsoft case was found to be illegal by all 10 judges because they said it served no legitimate purpose whatsoever. It was what sometimes is called naked restriction and naked exclusion. The conduct here unquestionably is not of that type. It's price competition, it's innovation, it's protecting intellectual property rights. Mm-hmm. So this is a much more complicated and far-reaching case. And thirdly, the Microsoft complaint was filed after a thorough investigation by the government. The FTC has not sought discovery from Intel on these new issues. They rely entirely on the little pieces of information they get from third parties.
Okay, thanks.
Next question, please.
Our next question will come from Joanne Feeney. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, thanks very much. My question really centers on the technology evolution. Do you see potentially here a threat to your doing a combination CPU, GPU, as you have designed it now in your Arendelle, for example? Is this something that the FTC is seeking to stop you from doing?
I haven't been able to analyze the complaint closely enough to put it next particular product roadmap plans, but there's no question that this complaint is loaded with statements that would suggest that product improvement and product innovation would violate the new rules the FTC is urging if they think it might disadvantage competitors. I think that would be a very dangerous turn for U.S. law.
And it sounds like, on a related note then, that the licensing of, say, access to your new architecture, which could allow a competitor to provide, say, an alternative chipset, might also be something they're seeking. Is that correct?
Again, I this is a long complaint. I've only seen it for a short while. But clearly they are seeking restrictions on the ability of Intel to control the licensing of its own inventions and its own patents.
And then finally, if I could, are they also then trying to prevent you offering price discounts for buying a bundle that might even put the price specifically below the CPU? Is that something they've targeted, to your knowledge?
I'm not sure I understood your question, but again, I think their complaint clearly would restrict all sorts of price discounts and bundle discounts, even where the price is above cost.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Mr. David Goldman. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Hi, David Goldman from CNN Money. Just a quick question about some clarification on your complaint about the FTC. Do you say that they're overstepping their legal authority, or you just disagree with these new rules that you're talking about?
Well, their theories are unprecedented. They will argue that they are encompassed within the statutory mandate. We will argue that they're not. But I think they're clearly unprecedented.
Gotcha. Okay, that answers it. Thanks.
Next question.
We'll take our next question from Mr. David Wu. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Yeah, on the FTC complaint, since they're not talking about antitrust, and therefore, if they find you guilty or the judge finds you guilty, the triple damage is not on the table, right?
Right.
So what is the maximum kind of relief in terms of money are we talking about? I know there are practices that they would ask you to cease and desist, but what about the monetary damage that they can demand in a case like this?
The Federal Trade Commission is not seeking any kind of monetary relief from Intel. What's at stake in terms of their remedies is the ability of this great American manufacturing company and innovation engine to continue to benefit consumers and the computer industry in the future the way it has in the past.
Okay. The other one I was just trying to understand is bundling is a practice by a lot of companies involving discounts, a lot of companies in a lot of different industries. Particularly in this particular case, I think even AMD does bundle price discounts on their GPU-CPU combo. It's under the vision, under their marketing program. Is that the kind of practice that the FTC says a smaller company can do that, but a bigger company cannot?
As I read the complaint, they are saying that they want to restrict Intel's ability to engage in the kinds of practices that, as you correctly note, are widespread in the economy and reflect healthy, robust competition.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Next question.
We'll take our next question from Mr. Craig Berger. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my question. One of your competitors, NVIDIA, has claimed that you sell your Atom processor with a chipset cheaper than you would sell your Atom processor by itself. Is that something that you guys do pursue? And can you just talk about your Atom chipset bundling strategy and pricing? Thank you.
Those allegations are not correct. We do offer bundle discounts that comply with the applicable standards because the prices are above cost.
Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead. Next question, please.
We'll take our next question from Mr. Mark Laposis. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Thanks for taking my question. I also had a clarification. Question, is there a precedent for stopping a company from offering price discounts or bundling? That's the question. The clarification is, in your beginning script, did you imply that a settlement was not on the table anymore, that now that you're being sued, that you're just going to take this to the end and litigate this, or is settling still on the table? Thank you.
Look, it's always a good idea. Antitrust cases are enormously costly and burdensome. They distract management. They consume resources, in this case, taxpayer resources as well as Intel resources. So it's always prudent to try to settle a case like that if you can do it on sensible terms. And we remain willing to do so if we can do it on sensible terms. But right now, that option is not on the table. And so right now, at least, we're prepared to litigate and to defend ourselves, and we're confident that at the end of the day, it will be established that we've competed fairly and lawfully.
And the precedent, is there a precedent for stopping a company from offering price discounts or bundling?
This case, many of the demands in this case are unprecedented, both the theories of wrongful conduct and the remedies that are being sought.
Thank you.
Mike, next question, please.
And we'll take our next question from Mr. Ben Pinatel. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Yeah, can you comment on what was stated in the complaint about how Intel feels threatened because of the transformation or the changes in the GPU-CPU arena?
Well, the computer industry is an industry, as I'm sure you all know, of enormous constant change in innovation. It's an industry in which prices have declined more rapidly than in any other industry. And micro, I'm talking about microprocessors, CPUs, and Intel products have declined more rapidly than any other industry in the country. And that's because of the intense competition that Intel and other firms have faced from each other, from new innovations, and for potential entrants. And so there is a lot of change going on, some of which we can't even foresee, given how rapidly things are changing in this industry. And Intel has I think, established a record of being a vigorous competitor, an innovator, attempting to lead the market and respond to competitive challenges.
Okay. Next question.
We'll take our next question from Mr. Jim Covello. Please go ahead, sir. Your line is open.
Great. Thanks very much. Good morning. Two quick questions. Is there any estimate for how much it will cost to litigate this over the next year? And then secondly, is there any connection between the timing of the Larrabee announcement last week and the filing of this complaint? Thank you.
It's going to be many millions of dollars for both sides to litigate this case. I don't have any precise number in mind. You'll have to ask the FTC as to whether the timing was driven at all by the Larrabee announcement.
I'm sorry. It was Intel's announcement that I was referring
right,
to.
Right, right. Intel made the Larrabee announcement. Whether that had any impact on the timing of the lawsuit is a question you'll have to ask the FTC. They're the ones who filed the lawsuit. We didn't.
Oh, but I guess I meant, you know, Intel in anticipation of an announcement by the FTC.
Oh, no. The Larrabee announcement was simply an ordinary course business announcement.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike, next question, please.
Our next question comes from Ms. Stacy Razgon. Please go ahead, ma'am. Your line is open.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. I know there were a number of practices that seem to be outlined in this complaint that were settled with the AMD complaint, but there were a number of practices that were specifically excluded from the AMD complaint. And were those practices, I think it was bid buckets and retroactive discounts and the like, was it the continuing presence of those practices that weren't settled which drove the FTC to go ahead and file this rather than just taking the AMD settlement as a done deal?
Well, I think you'll have to ask the FTC what drove them to file their complaint. But some of the issues that were referenced in the AMD settlement as possible bases for settlement with the government were certainly matters on which we were prepared to settle with the government.
And do you have any view on why the FTC is seeking, it seems to be such more a strict settlement in terms of settlement details in terms of versus what was claimed or settled with the AMD settlement?
Well, if you look at the separate statements of Commissioner Rush and Chairman Leibowitz, I think it's clear that at least those two, and I think this is also clear from the very first paragraph of the complaint, speaking to the entire commission, that there's a view that the antitrust laws somehow are too conservative and should be disregarded, and that we may need to make new rules to regulate and micromanage business. And I think it's that perception that's driving what the FTC is doing now.
Got it. And one more quick one around the graphics. Was it the bundling piece that was the new piece of that? Because I would assume that the rest of it, which is really around NVIDIA's complaint with the integrated chipsets in your DMI architecture, should have been kind of old news for you. So was it the bundling, which I assume would be more around your Atom policies, was that the new piece of this that broke on December 8th?
No, there were a number of specific allegations involving graphics. I don't want to get into the particular details of our colloquy with the FTC.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mike, we'll take one more question.
And our final question will come from Ms. Diane Bartz. Please go ahead, ma'am. Your line is open.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I have two questions. One is, you said that the FTC has not sought discovery on the new allegations. Is that I assume that's the GPUs you're talking about there?
They have not had discovery from Intel directed at the GPU issues and benchmark issues.
And the what? Benchmark issues?
Yeah.
Okay. And the second question is, a couple of times you said that the FTC has sought to put restrictions on product innovation and improvement. And I'm looking at the remedies, and I'm trying to figure out which of the remedies you think would have that effect. Could you help me out there?
Sure, if I can. Let me... let's give me a second. Let me make sure I got the right numbers here. Just a second. Paragraph 8?
Paragraph 8? I have a Section 8. Is that what you mean, prohibiting Intel from manufacturing? No?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Page 22.
Yep.
So what that says, as I understand it, is we can't invent a better product if it somehow hurts a competitor.
Prohibiting Intel from manufacturing or other types of performance.
Okay.
So
run out of time, run against the end, Diane, and we can follow up with you later on that.
That would be excellent. Thank you so much.
All right, and with that, we're almost out of time. I want to thank everyone for joining us on very short notice, and there will be a replay available later on today of this conference call. Thank you all very much. Doug, thank you.
Sure.
That concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation.